In February 2020, South Korea's daily COVID case count surged to 433, and more than half of those cases were linked to the Shincheonji Church of Jesus. A single religious gathering had become the ignition point for a nationwide outbreak. Most people's reaction was simple. A cult caused this. But as a Christian, my reaction was more complicated because I knew that the problem with Shincheonji couldn't be reduced to the word cult. A virus is a physical reality. It doesn't care what God you worship or what scripture you read. It only cares whether you are wearing a mask, whether you are keeping your distance. And yet, in the early days of the pandemic, how many religious communities around the world chose to meet physical reality with faith? In seminary, I studied a concept called the double horizon. Faith can tell you that life has meaning, that suffering has purpose, but faith cannot tell you that life has meaning, that suffering has purpose, but faith cannot tell you that gathering together won't transmit a virus that belongs to the domain of public health. The problem arises when certain communities stretch the authority of faith beyond all limits, allowing it to cover territory it was never meant to cover, responding to "please maintain social distance, with God will protect us." That is not faith, that is a dangerous overreach, because your overreach affects every single person who comes into contact with you. And the most honest thing I can say is this, that seed was not planted only in Shincheonji. In my own church circles, there were people in those early days saying, "The church is the temple of God. A virus cannot enter here." So I want to leave you with one question. Does your faith make you part of the solution or part of the problem?